Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
To the Hollow Sky Podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Steven.
And Kyle.
And it's Monday Hollow Cult. You know what that means. You've chosen us to hang out with you, to get you through this work week, which, when this one drops, it might be a short work week because I think it's the holiday week.
Hell yes.
To where we're getting right in to the Christmas spirit. And with that, I'm bringing you a part two to one of our
most highly controversial
episodes ever, which was Is Santa Claus a Cryptid? So today we're going to talk about some more Santa Claus encounters that I found. Santa Claus Encounters 2, the North Pole Boogaloo.
Everyone is instantly mad.
Yeah, they're instantly shutting it off. I didn't say Santa was a cryptid. I'm just saying these are encounters that I found, so we're going to talk about them. Because it's Christmas.
Yeah, you would think that that would be the one thing that doesn't infuriate everyone.
Well, not in this timeline.
But it does. Makes everybody so mad.
So if you want to hear some Santa encounters that people on Reddit have posted, hang out. I'll talk about them. If you're new here, welcome. We're glad you found us. Me and Kyle like to talk about some things before the show really kicks off. If you don't want to hang out for that, you can fast forward 6 minutes or so and you can get to the crux of the episode. If you do, welcome. Thanks for hanging out and listening to us talk. If you're not new here, welcome back. Weirdo, you know the drill. Before we get into the business, we got to get through the business. So check us out at all our socials. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Discord, Reddit. Search up the Hollow Sky Podcast. You'll find us there. Come join the community. Join the cult. It's a good time. If you have a paranormal experience you'd like for us to feature on a future show, Kyle has got the details.
I do. HollowSkyPodcast@gmail.com. Write your story out in as much detail as possible because that is the most important thing you could do. Then hit send. We'll get it, file it, air it eventually, and then you'll be famous. Or, even better option, you can sit down and have an interview with us and tell us all about it. And then, unbeknownst to you, you'll be famous. And we'll get chewed up for saying like too much.
We're trying our best. It's what we do. We're not a very interviewee show, so we're just dipping our toes in the water.
We're learning, guys.
We're all learning together.
Be patient.
Yeah, we're all learning together.
Yeah, we should probably put the show underneath educational.
Yeah, might as well. If you'd like to support the show, plenty of ways you can do it. We got a Patreon, $7 a month. You get a bunch of extra episodes. You get all of your normal content early and ad free, which everybody loves ad free. We got some other cool stuff over there you can check out. You can go to hollowskypodcast.com and go to the store tab. We got a store over there. We sell shirts and hats and stickers and stuff. You can check that out. See if you can find something cool. Best thing you could do to support the show is spread it word of mouth. Spread it on social media. It's free. Takes no time at all. Interact with the show. Comment, share, like, go to the YouTube, hype it. You know, anything to keep traction going helps us out exponentially. So we greatly appreciate that. Keep up the good work. You can also go to wherever you listen to podcasts or on our social medias and leave us a 5-star rating and review, which also helps. Definitely helps us in Apple. You guys want to jump over there and do that? And Spotify and all those things. This week's 5-star rating and review comes to us from our friend Zachary, who Zachary posts on Facebook. 100% rating. He says, in an overly saturated genre, Hollow Sky stands out as one of the best paranormal podcasts out there. Steve and Kyle have great chemistry and have always always keep it fresh, often covering topics and stories overlooked by other creators. Keep up the great work, guys. Not going to toot our own horn, but we're kind of great.
I mean, just slightly.
Yeah.
We're kind of a big deal.
Kind of a big deal. Yeah. Zachary, thanks for hopping over there and leaving us this 100% rating on the old Facebook. We appreciate you. Glad you're hanging out with us. Another way you can support the show is support our wonderful sponsors, who you're going to hear from probably right now. Hey, Hollow Cult. Let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges. From sleepless nights to stress-filled days, Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. They'll deliver them discreetly to your front doorstep. And you can get them 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code HOLO. Having trouble sleeping? They've got a gummy for that. Sleepy Time gummies knock you out in about 15 minutes. They leave you feeling refreshed, and they don't leave you with a feeling of grogginess or hangover. Having just one of those days where just everybody sucks and everything is going wrong, you just need to reset your mood and your day as a whole. They've got gummy for that too. Epic Euphoria gummies. Just reset your mood and turn your frown upside down. What makes these different is how they paired THC with other cannabinoids, with herbs and adaptogens. You're just not going to find gummies like this in a dispensary or anywhere for that matter. And they have gummies for literally everything. Immune support, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal. And each one is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on small, family-owned American farms. No pesticides, no BS, and they can ship to most states in the U.S. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with an industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, Hollow Cult listeners get 20% off their first order with code HOLO. So head to Mood.com, browse their amazing selection of functional gummies, and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. And remember to use promo code HOLO at checkout to save 20% on your first order. Hey, Hollow Cult, if you're someone who likes your nicotine discreet, fast, and with enough flavor options to rival a candy aisle, listen up. We have some news for you. We're partnering with Free Pouches, and they just might be the most convenient upgrade your daily routine didn't know it needed. Free is a zero-tobacco nicotine pouch designed for people who want a simple, hassle-free way to enjoy nicotine, without smoke, vapor, or the smell. Everything about Free is engineered for ease. Fast flavor, fast effect, and fast delivery straight to your door. Free gives you a wide variety of options, from everything like strength range, offering pouches in 3, 6, 9, 12, and 15 milligrams, also in 6 distinct flavors, mint, wintergreen, lush, sweet, original, and new watermelon. Pouches come pre-primed, so flavor and effect hit instantly. No waiting around, no guessing. You might like a little suspense in your podcast, but you don't have to have them in your pouches. Just so you don't sleep on the best value pouches in the market, our listeners can get 20% off their order at freepouch.com with the promo code LISTEN20. That's freepouch, F-R-E, pouch.com, and use promo code LISTEN20 to get 20% off today. Free, strength you can count on. And just like that, Holocult, we are back. We are back. And if anyone is still here after they heard that I'm digging up more Santa Claus encounters, we're glad to have you. I'm not saying Santa Claus is a cryptid. Calm down. He's obviously a tulpa. Okay.
He's definitely a weirdo.
Yeah.
He's made it to the show, so.
Yeah. I just kind of get in the Christmas spirit the season around this time. Like, a really big Halloween person. My second favorite holiday is probably probably 4th of July because I get to blow stuff up. But my third is Christmas.
You know, I like Christmas for one thing, and that's for making other people happy.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't really care for the lights and the decorations and the music. I just like a time where I get to make people happy.
Yeah. I love languages like gift giving.
Same. I do enjoy that.
I'm big into that. So I figure I'm going to give you guys the gift of a part two episode of the episode that everyone hated. So Merry Christmas.
If that doesn't say love, I don't know what does.
Merry Christmas. There's not a whole lot of particularly creepy ones, but they're like, it's wild to me that so many people are recalling seeing Santa Claus. That's bonkers.
I'm saying aliens, dog.
Yeah, screen memories. I put a bunch of stuff out there, what it could be. I didn't say a cryptid because I'm not trying to hear that. But on that note, we will jump right into it. And I've got them separated into like three different tiers here. So the first few, I don't want to call them auditory hallucinations because I feel like it kind of takes away from the experience. The first few are people that think that they heard Santa Claus. The next few will be people that saw Santa Claus like inside their homes. And the last few will be people that saw Santa Claus flying in his sleigh.
Nice.
So I got them tiered up. All right, on that, in the paranormal board on Reddit, Redditor Golden Rare posted 2 years ago, I can to this day recall hearing reindeer hooves on my roof and the sleigh landing. It was a quiet but audible thud. I heard Santa's footsteps. This happened every year for several years when I was very young. It was in the late 90s and early 2000s. My mom hyped it up when I was young, of course, but as I grew older, she thought maybe it was my dad. But my dad was not a quiet man when he walked. He would wake the entire house up just to use the bathroom. One time, back when we had more snow, we had footprints in our front yard. My dad smoked cigarettes, multiple packs a day, and used to go out for a smoke at night before bed. But I knew his footsteps and would hear him open and close the front door. This time was different. My dad always smoked on the front porch or in the side yard. But he was sick that day and slept soundly through the night. The footprints were bigger than his and came across the front yard to the front door. And there were no cigarette butts in the yard on the fresh snow. So I knew this couldn't have been my dad. I love this. That's
good detective move there.
Yeah. And the fact that this happened multiple times.
Yeah, that's definitely strange.
It's weird.
Definitely strange. We all do know, because I currently do it, but everybody knows the dad walk.
Yeah.
Through the house, the thud, 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 thud.
Just total disregard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There ain't much sneaking around being a dad.
Nope. I got it.
I do the same thing. So that does resonate. It's fucking crazy that it was a thing in that person's life. I expected, like you said, 2 years ago, I expected them to have like the one-off, heard it, like, all right, maybe we could talk this one away, but the fact that it happened so frequently is interesting.
I love that you said Santa Claus is an alien, because there was a common thread when I was digging through these and kind of picking out ones to put in the episode, was that when people saw him or saw his sleigh, they almost maybe not immediately, but within minutes fell right back asleep. Just like would see him immediately back to bed. Yeah.
I hope he is an alien. It makes the most sense. He's got one of them time warp bubbles around his sleigh. God, that means he's just giving everybody radiation.
Yeah. If you see Santa Claus, you're dead within 7 years.
He's just a giant X-ray machine just blasting all over the place.
Not really, kids. If there's kids listening, not really. You're not going to get radiation poison from Santa Claus. Okay?
Yeah, this is a comedic episode.
It's hypotheticals.
Yeah.
Okay, this one's a little bit older, 11 years ago. Also posted to the paranormal thread by Redditor Uncanny Valley Girl. Says, honest to God, I heard Santa's sleigh on my roof. I was probably 5 or 6. It was Christmas night, and I was completely awake, thinking about Santa. My mother and father were asleep in the room next to me, snoring loudly. They did not have a radio in their room or a television, and our only neighbors were an ancient Italian couple with rough English and early bedtimes. I think it was around midnight. I heard hoofbeats on the roof above me and the sound of jingle bells. It was completely unmistakable. The weird thing is that I never believed in Santa. I was a skeptic from birth and would only accept that which could be proven to me. But this was weird. There was no way it could have come from an adjacent house. It was too loud and it was directly above me. I still to this day have no idea what that was.
Goddamn, Scully, you need to calm down.
It's like, I don't believe in nothing. Yeah.
From birth.
There were a couple that I didn't add that I thought were interesting, where people had found this one guy. He said he was probably 13 or 14 years old, and he was going out to burn the wrapping paper in their burning barrel. And when he went out, he found the most pristine piece of red velvet that had fallen on the freshly fallen snow.
That's weird.
And then there was another woman that when she was getting out to go to the school bus the next day, she saw something red on the roof. And when she went to look, it was a piece of red velvet felt with huge jingle bells on it on the roof.
That's fucking weird.
That's weird. Yeah, right?
Like, I mean, sure. Could there be some weird fucking freak thing happening? Sure. But that, like, those situations are more than enough for you to sit in question and be like, what the fuck?
I'm scared of heights.
Like, no way.
Yeah, I'm scared of heights, so I am not putting anything on the roof to try to convince my kids that Santa's real.
No, and that would be, like, the most random thing to put out there.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that wouldn't make me necessarily convinced that it was Santa, because to me, they would just be weird. Like, why the fuck would there be a piece of red velvet? That's just strange.
It's weird.
It is. It's definitely fucking weird.
And
it's bizarre. It's one of them bizarre things that my brain is just going to always go to screen memory, but I don't know that that's the case. I think Tulpa is an extremely fair analysis.
Yeah. That's cause think of how much collective energy is put into Santa Claus.
Oh yeah. Shitloads.
Across countries. He gets a lot of energy.
Like, arguably, he's up there with Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, you could have a couple other religious deities that might trump him, but I don't think there's very many.
I don't think you're going to get a lot of arguments for that.
No.
A lot of collective energy put into something.
There is a significant amount.
This one was from 3 years ago from Redditor Signor Alberta. When I was 8 years old, way back in 1993, my family was in Big Bear, California, as we rented a cabin there every winter. So the snowy Christmas Eve, as my cousin, same age as me, and I lay in bed about to go asleep, but still up talking, distinctively heard sleigh bells come outside, coming closer, and then a clunk on the roof right above us. Then we heard the distinct sound of the bottom of a sleigh slide across the wooden roof and park itself. Like, imagine the sound of sharp metal sliding across wood. We looked at each other with alarm and thought, holy moly, Santa's here. And I hurried off to sleep. Later, when I, of course, found out Santa's not real, I remembered this incident and it creeped me out a lot. The concept of a tulpa spirit makes a lot of sense because think of how much imagined energy there is going out to foster that tulpa. Extremely creepy. To be honest, I came to find the Santa concept creepy as heck in general, starting at about 7 years old. I get that.
That's kind of bizarre, but you know what would really fuck me up is if parents and children collectively had memories of not buying a specific gift.
There was one. I don't know if I added it or not. If we get there and it's not buying the gift, but it's the way the gifts were presented. I don't know. It's weird. If I remember it, I'll
okay.
This one's from 4 years ago. On Christmas Eve, when I was about 7 or 8, I heard Santa Claus. I know this sounds crazy and that it was probably a dream, but it seems so real to me. I've read multiple people's stories on Reddit of having similar experiences, some of them even seeing the big guy himself. For me, I just heard him. On Christmas Eve, I would sleep in my parents' room, and you know how hard it is to sleep on Christmas with the anticipation of opening gifts. So I was on the floor when all of a sudden I heard the classic on Dancer, on Prancer, on Donner, on Blitzen, Vixen, I don't know. However it goes, he was calling out the damn reindeer's names. You guys know the rest. I looked over, my parents were sound asleep, so it could not have been them. When I looked out the window, I saw faint gold lights. I don't know, it was just kind of floating there, like when light travels fast. And then I heard the wind. I don't remember anything after this. My dad and grandma both had similar experiences. In my opinion, Santa is a tulpa. So many people around the globe hoping for him and whatnot. However, this experience made me a true believer. We're getting some tulpa energy here. But that one,
you know,
on Prancer, on Dancer.
That would be fucking bizarre to hear that. I think a better description for me is Santa Claus is the Fae.
Oh, yeah.
That makes infinitely, like an infinite amount of sense.
It's been 3 years since we did one of these, but we kind of talked about that a little bit in the last episode, I'm pretty sure.
I'm sure we did. And to me, that just makes the most sense. Now you think about it, because it's just the whole like leaving out the cookies and milk. It's like mm-hmm. the sweet, like that.
Making a trade for the gifts.
Fae written all over it.
Yeah, I am here for it. This one is from 1 year ago, titled Witness Santa Claus. I'm 38 now, and I still believe. I was in grade 5, went to Florida, and stayed in my grandparents' condo with my family of 6. So there were 8 of us all together in this small condo. I didn't believe in Santa anymore at this point. Christmas night, my sister and I were sleeping in the same room. There were 2 single beds against each side of the room. I woke up in the middle of the night, and I heard walking around the condo, but not in the living room, but going all around in the hallways and everywhere. When he was walking, it sounded like he was making a swooshing sound, like the way you'd think a Santa suit would make. Swoosh, 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 up and down the halls. Then I would hear presents dropping. Thud, swoosh, swoosh, thud, swoosh, swoosh, thud, all around the condo, as if there would be presents literally everywhere. I even heard him say ho, ho, ho a few times, but it was in a low tone and sounded almost robotic in a kind of way. I was laying there listening to all that's going on. The swishing and the dropping of presents was getting closer and closer to my room coming down the hall. Then it was in my room, between our beds, literally right next to me, standing there. My heart was beating so hard. I thought for sure he knew that I was awake and he could hear my heart beating. Everything inside of me said to open your eyes and take a look at Santa. But honestly, I was so terrified beyond belief, I couldn't even open one eye in fear of what I would see. Then it swooshed out of my room, back down the hall, dropping presents as it went. After that, I heard what sounded like reindeer outside and the sound of him flying away. just like on the movies, with the sound of jingle bells and all, off into the night. In the morning, I told my sister what had happened, and she was like, oh my God, I heard that too. There were no presents all around the house. There were just a small amount in the living room under the tree. Ever since, I've asked my parents and my grandparents about this, and they think I'm crazy and that they had nothing to do with it. My grandfather died last year at an old age, and shortly before he died, I asked him again. He said he knew nothing about it, and he probably thought I was insane. Also, to this day, I can talk to my sister about it, and she's still sure that it happened, but cannot explain it, and she keeps it to herself, unlike me. Robot Santa.
All I heard was Santa was wearing Adidas tracksuit.
Yeah.
Because he had a swishy noise.
Swish pants. Yeah. That's so he could deliver presents faster. You know?
I fucking hope so.
You're in a tracksuit. You do everything faster in a tracksuit.
Oh, duh.
Everything.
And the only thing that would have made it better is if he had a gold chain on.
That's how corn climbs.
I guess he has jingle bells. It's kind of like having a big ass chain.
Basically the same thing, technically.
Yeah. It does make me think of the green Adidas tracksuit.
Yeah. That's how corn climbed the charts so fast, because they had tracksuits on. Skyrocketed. All right. We got another one here from 1 year ago. Redditor Rare Find of the Mind says, I've had a Santa experience too. Hand to God, it was real. And my dad also witnessed it. Christmas Eve, 1986. I was 7. My dad snored, so my mom would put me in her bed and then sleep in mine. On this night, that was just the case. Me and my dad were dead asleep and both woke to a loud thump on the roof. The first thing I said was Santa, but my father was terrified. He thought the roof was caving in. He told me not to move and he got out of bed. And then I know this sounds insane, but we both hear hooves and then jingle bells. The whole time I'm super stoked because Santa's here, and my dad is basically having an out-of-body experience due to the fear of what's going on. My mother slept through it. When I got older, I thought it must have been an adorable stunt my dad had pulled off somehow. I asked him the last time I saw him, he was sick and near death. He told me he swore on everything holy that he had nothing to do with it. He thought it could be an intruder. Then when we heard the bells and the hooves, he knew that it wasn't. He thought about it many times over the years, but never told anyone about it. He finally just accepted that it was something that he could not explain, and that we both witnessed some kind of magic that night.
That's wild. You got two stories now that corroborate the encounter.
Yeah.
So it's not somebody being crazy.
No.
And this one in particular, you have an adult that's like, it definitely happened, yeah, and I have no fucking clue.
And responding like an adult would, like, oh shit, someone's trying to get in the house.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, you almost can't write it off as like group psychosis, because obviously these people aren't all hallucinating the same thing.
I wouldn't think so. I feel like that's a very hard scenario to come across.
Yeah, yeah. And like, I lean heavy toward Tulpa because of all the amount of energy put into it. But
I'm going Fae.
Fae is good too.
I actually have some shit pulled up that we can talk about at the end of the show.
Hell yeah. Alien screen memory could be a good one too. Because if you want to get into people's houses and not be suspicious and you're not of this planet and you see this big red guy all over every billboard and every TV commercial forever, you can be like, maybe I'll be the red guy for this night and not raise any eyebrows. And in turn, you're definitely raising some eyebrows.
Yeah, it's definitely not normal to see Santa Claus running around.
Nope. Next, we got 1 year ago, Dream State Sues. This is wild because I swear I saw Santa Claus when I was 4 years old. He was bending over, getting presents out of his bag. What's wilder is that my twin sister saw him too. Out of fear, we went back to sleep immediately and woke up later with the excitement that we saw Santa Claus. It sounds berserk, and I know there's no such thing as a shared hallucination. Honorable mention, when my sister and I were 9, we heard what sounded like reindeer hooves and bells, literal jingle bells, on the roof of our house. We were 30 or we're 31 now and still talk about seeing Santa to this day. And I know, you know, it sounds crazy, but it's what happened. Again, another twofer.
Yeah.
There are shared hallucinations, though. That is an actual thing.
How does that happen, though?
I don't. What is it called? Let me Google it.
Like everybody. A mass area?
Something like that. There's like a French name for it. Folie à deux or something like that.
I'm curious as to how that happens. Like what? How does it trigger? How does it manifest?
I don't know. Yeah. Main name for shared hallucination or delusions is shared psychotic disorder or folie à deux, which I'm probably not saying right. Also called shared psychosis or shared delusion disorder. It's depending on the number of people involved, where one person, the primary case, transmits delusions to a more passive individual in a close relationship, often a family member. While it was a distinct diagnosis, it's now considered under general delusion disorder. So it's almost like you have one primary person experiencing it that kind of pushes the narrative for the other person.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like a case here.
That's definitely strange. It almost feels like a, like having some type of telepathic powers.
Yeah. The next we got 1 year ago from Corporate Bitch 19.
Oh, good name.
Says, I think I've seen him too. I was maybe 5 years old. I was sleeping in my parents' bed on Christmas night and I woke up to get some water. I guess. Both my parents were sound asleep. I cracked open the door and I swear that there was a man in a red suit hanging out around the fireplace where our Christmas tree was. I just closed the door and went directly back to bed. No water, just back to bed. I felt like I was intruding on something if I had walked out there. My older sister also thinks that she saw him too once as a child. It's also interesting that a lot of these are within the like 4 to 8 age range, which I mean is prime.
That's prime Santa paranormal age.
And prime Santa time too.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure.
Very interesting. Next, 3 years ago from Medicine Embarrassed, they say, okay, this is crazy. When I was around 3 or 4, I vividly remember hearing someone in the living room around Christmas time. I crawled down the hallway and behind the couch. When I peeked around, Santa was putting gifts under the tree. I never saw his face, just his back. Because then I crawled super fast back to my room because I was so excited and didn't want him to know what I saw or didn't want him to know that I saw him. And until this very moment, I was like, how in the hell could that have been real? Until I'm reading other people who have also seen Santa Claus.
See, and that's what's so bizarre to me is nobody clocked the gifts.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It is weird.
Because like it in a roundabout way, if this actually took place, kids saw Santa Claus dropping presents off Christmas morning, they get out there, open gifts. That means there's only one explanation to me, and that means that somehow memories were implanted in the parents to suggest that they bought the gifts.
Sus.
Fucking weird.
Sus. Oh God, I love it. I love it. Okay. Next one is from Cloud Lover 1 from 3 years ago. I also saw Santa as a child. I woke up Christmas morning around 5 a.m. I walked out to see what presents he bought. I saw a transparent in color version of him. He was facing the fireplace with his back towards me. I was down the hall. I went a little closer. He turned his head to the side. I didn't want him to see me. And at that point, I ran into my parents' room excited and woke them up to tell them that Santa is here. They said, maybe he'll eat the cookies we left him. Now go back to bed. I was only 6 years old at the time and believed that he was real back then. It wasn't until I was much older that I realized that our house was haunted. Since I saw other paranormal things over the years, When you're a child, you don't quite understand what you're seeing. The only thing that really scared me was when I woke up to use the bathroom, I saw my 3-year-old brother walk right by me and disappear into the hallway mirror. Getting chills writing about this part. It was also transparent in color, a version of him wearing PJs he had on that night. I was terrified and ran into my parents' room to wake them up. I told them what I'd seen. They just thought I was having a nightmare. We did have a Ouija board in the house that we played with a lot. Not sure if that brought the spirits in, though. Years later, we found out that there was a burial ground at some point on our property. I do feel amazed as an adult that I had these experiences. I also love this sub for the fact that there's so many others who have had similar spooky experiences. No one thinks you're crazy. We promise. Saw the ghost of Santa.
Yeah, it almost is like a fucking time slip portal area. Because seeing your brother as well, or your sibling, it's almost like it's
not a ghost.
Fragments of time that are replaying.
Which could lead credence to it being an alien.
Although it is creepy. Around
with the time bubble.
It's creepy that the brother walked through the fucking mirror. That's terrifying. Yeah, mirrors in general are kind of creepy.
They're fey traps.
Yeah, they're fey portals.
Yeah, yeah. This one's recent, 4 months ago. I saw something resembling Santa Claus on Christmas Eve when I was around 6 years old. It was in the middle of the night, and I had gotten up to use the bathroom, which was right at the top of the stairs. At the bottom of the stairs, facing up towards me, was a life-sized 2D figure of Santa Claus. Not like a flat cardboard cutout, but the type made of a molded celluloid. I believed in Santa Claus.
What the fuck is a molded celluloid?
I don't know. I'm going to Google it, though. What's a molded celluloid, everyone?
Because it sucks. I was hoping for like a flat image.
Cardboard cutout?
Yeah. That's what I was hoping for.
What is a molded celluloid? Let's look here. Molded celluloid refers to objects made from celluloid, the first commercially successful plastic, creating mixing, blah, 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 molded into intricate forms like jewelry, doll parts, buttons, imitation ivory, and tortoise shells. So like a doll.
Okay.
Which is, and feels creepier than.
It does feel, I think I would rather see the cardboard cutout.
Me too. Because you could just fold it over and run away.
Just punch it and its head fucking flops backwards.
Yes. I believed in Santa at the time, and my family's Christmas tree was near the foot of the stairs, but we did not own any type of huge Christmas decorations or any other wall hangings of that type or size. If we had it, it wouldn't have been standing there where it was, obstructing the access to the stairs. And my parents were not the prankster types. Even if they had been, such large cutouts were not available to buy in any stores, because this was a very many years ago. I remember being shocked, but not doing anything about it. Just going back into the bedroom I shared with my sister, who I did tell about later, and going to bed. It's just a weird memory that I could think of every year when Christmas rolls around. I love that the answer is just go to bed.
Yeah, I mean, that's everybody's safe space.
Yeah. 2 years ago, one of my earliest memories is seeing something I swore was Santa on Christmas Eve. I was around 4 years old. I woke up in the middle of the night on Christmas Eve and went to grab a drink of water. I saw a soft bluish light moving in my living room, but figured it was just our Christmas tree until I got to the doorway of our living room and saw almost like a cloud of sparkles. I'm not sure how to describe it, but it was swirling around and moving independently in front of the tree and fireplace. And was so beautiful. I remembered that I moved and creaked a board underneath me, and that made it freeze. And I felt like I was, or like it was looking at me. Even though it had no eyes, I got scared and I immediately ran back to my bedroom and went to bed. I tried telling kids at school, but no one believed me and I got made fun of. So I don't think I ever really told anyone about it since, to be honest.
Kids are fucking ruthless.
Yeah. That kind of leads Faye wise too, being a little sparkly and shit.
Bro, I'm heavy leaning Faye.
Yeah. I think you may be onto something here. 3 years ago, from Redditor Ria Zombie, I have an extremely vivid memory from when I was 6 to 8 years old. My parents were divorced, and at that time, my dad had me on weekends. We always woke up rather early, and that year I was up around 4 or 5 a.m. My dad was packing up the truck with gifts to take us to my stepmom's father's house. While my stepmom was in the bathroom, I looked outside the front door, waiting patiently and excitedly when I noticed something move up on my neighbor's house. They had recently built the house and moved inside. Nobody was awake at that time. On their roof sat a moderately sized inflatable Santa with his sleigh decoration. Directly behind it, I noticed another Santa in the flesh, or as real as it seemed to be, hiding behind this inflatable Santa. His eyes caught mine, and he moved a finger up to his mouth as if to say, "Shh." I remember this so vividly, and it's been over 14 years.
That's fucking creepy.
That is. I hate that.
I hate that he did the shush thing.
Yeah. Like, don't you tell a soul.
Yeah.
There was actually more than one that I came across where he shushes them when they make eye contact.
I mean, it is like a trope, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's definitely a trope, but it's like still fucking creepy.
Coca-Cola commercials and stuff. You see, shh. I love it. All right, going to carry on. My sister always talks about how when we were little, she saw Santa delivering presents to us. She says everyone was asleep when she saw him. She only saw his boots, pants, and heard his bells. But she says it was for sure him because of the gifts that he was leaving. Everybody says it was my grandpa, but he always says that she's mistaken and he's never dressed up as Santa. That morning, I snuck into my grandparents' room looking for any traces of that damn Santa suit. I checked every corner of the house. Nothing. I believe it wasn't him because I could remember seeing only a fat, small figure for about 2 seconds until immediately falling back to sleep. My grandpa is about 6'3". The figure could have only been about 5'8". To this day, I still don't know what happened that night. And to be honest, I don't want to know because it still scares me a lot. Just adding that neither of us have a mental disorder, nor does our family have any history of mental disorders.
I love that they put that disclaimer in there.
Yeah. This was another twofer. I may have misread the first sentence because she and her sister both saw Santa Claus.
It's also crazy how many people try to rationalize it too. Oh, yeah. It was probably just your grandpa.
Yeah. Strange man in the house, snooping around.
It was your dad.
Sprinkling dust all over everyone, making everybody immediately fall asleep.
Yeah. Like
Bill Cosby and everybody. Just your dad. Don't worry about it. Is he 2 feet shorter than how tall your dad is? Don't worry.
Yeah, Santa Claus is a short king.
Yeah. Next, we have an older one 11 years ago from Redditor Snowman on Ecstasy.
Hell yeah.
Snowman says... Oh, no. This is a continuance. Sorry. Continuance from the last one. People wanted her to ask her sister for more details because the two saw it. Okay, my bad. I just asked for more details. My sister says he wasn't tall or anywhere as tall as my grandpa was. And he wasn't as short as my grandma. Our parents were at work, which is nowhere near my grandparents' house. I don't know what she meant to say there. Says he was paper entry, just like you'd expect Santa to look like, with his black boots, red and white pants, and a black belt. She said she went back to sleep immediately because she didn't want him to know that she was awake. She always said she did this because she thought that she had seen a really big present, so she didn't want to risk the chance of not getting it. The next morning, we saw a gigantic Barbie Jeep next to the tree. I didn't see shit but Santa's boots and a bit of his pants. We told our extremely, extremely religious grandparents the morning of Christmas. Naturally, they responded like they had been spooked. They dragged us to church thinking that we had seen some unholy shit. I don't know how I feel about this. Before, I thought my grandma may have been bullshitting us, but even now, he denies it, or my grandpa, he denies it and denies ever dressing up. My grandma also gets up at 3 a.m. to go to work at 4 a.m. and usually gets back at 5 p.m., but got back around 7 a.m. that morning. After reading some of these stories, I myself am now spooked. So
it's again, where the grandma and grandpa took a very negative like reaction to it.
Yeah.
They're like, nope, it was the devil. We got to go to church.
Yep. Get this. Let's exercise this tulpa.
That's weird. Cause I could easily see lots of people just playing it off like, oh, it's just your imagination. It was, you know,
I think
you're tired and you're excited for Santa and that's what happened.
I think it has a lot to do with the kids that age. From 4 to 8, it's all big imagination. Like if the boys came in and was like, Dad, I saw Santa, I would write it off to them being excited. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's weird how things line up there. Next, we got one from 3 years ago. I woke up to sounds on the roof of someone walking. I was on the second floor, went out of my room down the hall to the balcony and stairs that lead down to the living room where the tree was set up. And right there on the couch, I saw a big, long-bearded man dressed up as Santa sitting with his head in his hands and his elbow on his knees, almost like he was exhausted and taking a small break. I quietly ran to my mom's room and woke her up to come see, but of course he was gone when I got back to look again. It was super real, and honestly, for years and years, I thought my mom had paid her sister's husband to come and trick me. That would be one hell of an elaborate trick to set up. But yeah, now that I'm grown up, I tell that story to everyone as if it were real. Could have been a vivid dream that I've held on to, but it is fun to tell people that will listen. So get a tired Santa. It's very interesting.
Seeing Santa regardless is interesting.
Yeah. I wonder if I've seen Santa and I've just screen blocked it.
I hope so.
Yeah. All right. We got another one here from 3 years ago. When I was around 4 years old, very late on Christmas Eve, I heard my bedroom door creak open. I slightly opened my eyes and saw a man in the traditional Santa outfit looking at me. I immediately gasped and he put his fingers to his lips and shushed me. I closed my eyes for a second, and when I opened them again, he was gone. And believe me, when I say that my father was definitely not the type of man to dress as Santa, he was not the type of man to dress as Santa. I told my mother the next morning, and she just gave me a really weird look.
I wonder how many people in having encounters with Santa, maybe not even seeing Santa, but how many people have noticed the cookies and milk was 8 and they chalk it up to the kids.
And the kids chalk it up to Santa or older kids chalk it up to the parents.
Yeah. Like how many parents would be like, oh dang, Steve, I'm glad you fucking ate that cookie, drank the milk. And you're like, I didn't do that.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, it had to have been the kids. It had to have been. There's no other explanation for it.
That's creepy.
I wonder how many times it's happened. I guarantee you it's happened.
I don't like it. I don't like it. All right. We got a couple more here. This one is from 3 years ago from Redditor DelveC8. It says, as weird as it sounds, there are apparently paranormal Santa Claus sightings happening. Below is a story a friend shared. This friend was 5 or 6 at the time. I also spoke with someone who said their neighbor, growing up, shared a similar story. She was an elderly woman and shared this story with tears in her eyes. She was out walking alone through the snow in the countryside one night when she began hearing sleigh bells. Above her, in the air, flew a sleigh with white reindeer. The man in the sleigh was a very muscular mountain man type, with a long beard and a pointed green hat, like some early renditions of Santa Claus. He was holding a wand. Was this a true story? I don't know, but there are many accounts involving Santa here on Reddit, and most of them appear to be creepy or eerie. Below is my friend's account and a link to a Reddit thread where people are sharing similar experiences. This is the friend's account. Now, these Santa sightings, I'm intrigued because once when I was about 5 or 6, I was convinced that I saw Santa flying in the sky. I told my mom, which at the time she played it up, but later as a teen, and I brought it up, she said it just must have been an airplane or something. but it definitely was not a plane. It did not move in a straight, steady line like a plane, nor did it have any kind of landing gear lights like a plane. I don't know. I still remember it. Watching it through my bedroom window, watching it in the night sky, weaving up and down. It looked exactly how you would imagine Santa in his sleigh, with reindeer flying through the sky, exactly how you would think it would look. It even went across the moon in a very classic silhouette of Santa with his seven reindeer. Nine reindeer? How many reindeer are there?
I don't fucking know.
Santa and all of his reindeer. You could only see it because of the moonlight. Not close enough to see any detail like colors or anything. It just looked like a sleigh with reindeer gliding across the moon. I woke up at 2 a.m. from excitement, crept out to the living room, and saw the presents from Santa and the stockings, and I was super excited. I went back to bed, obviously too excited to sleep. I was just waiting there for there to be enough daylight to wake my parents up, and I was staring out the window while laying in my bed when I saw it. I think this is where I start, like, the people seeing Santa with the sleigh. I will touch on the one that I didn't write down that I thought was interesting, because you were asking about presents, and they were having Christmas dinner at like 6 in the evening, and they were all sat around the table. The tree already had gifts underneath it, and they had the tags with people's names on them, but no, there were no like from such and such, from such and such. They were just gifts.
Yeah. Here. Yeah.
So as they were sitting there eating, the grandmother began to feel weird. She was like kind of feeling nauseous, kind of getting lightheaded, and this continued. More and more people started feeling faint and lightheaded. Then, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they all feel good again. When they go back to get the gifts, now there were new tags on the gifts, and one of them said, "From Santa." Like it had, it just sort of created itself from nowhere.
It's awesome. Awesome and terrifying at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We're going to continue here. Got a few more. All right. 11 years ago, Terra Incognita says, "It's funny. My younger brother said he saw Santa when he was little too. He said that he woke up in the middle of the night and looked out his window and saw a flying sleigh with reindeer in the sky. It was a full moon and very bright. This was quite a while ago. I always said he was probably dreaming or imagining it as he was pretty young. But reading these gets me thinking. If spirits and energy, if spirits and entities get their energy from people, as lots of researchers say, then it would be reasonable to assume that in the event like Christmas, there is lots of concentrated energy feeding this one particular entity. Not only children, but adults as well. I have to assume that 99% of adults don't believe in Santa Claus because there's the whole spirit of Christmas, decorations of the guy, movies. People are constantly thinking about him during Christmas. If we prescribe to the theory that spirits do draw energy from people and emotions, maybe it's not too absurd to say that he would be able to manifest in some form or another." Again, another Tulpa believer. 3 years ago from Love Sick Dog. "My wife is from a small town in the mountains of West Virginia. It's basically a village nestled in the mountains. Back in the early 80s, around December, her father was outside just before dark messing with something in the garage when he yelled for her mom to come and look at something. My wife, being around 5 or 6, obviously followed to see what was going on. She said she remembers her parents being startled and confused. When she saw what her father was pointing at up in the sky, she looked up. She said there was Santa in his sleigh, reindeer and all. She said it was silent and producing what she can only describe as stardust falling behind it. She said the people who were outside were all completely shocked and confused at what they were seeing. Her being so young, she thought it was strange that people were confused and scared because it's Santa. She was stoked. She said she could make out the sleigh and the reindeer clearly. Her parents are actually her grandparents, so they are in their 80s now. Her father doesn't remember it at all, which isn't surprising considering his condition, and her mother remembers seeing, quote, something strange that day, but does not recall what it was. Let me say this. I completely understand it's difficult for people to believe to believe anything a stranger on the internet says. I'm not going to try to convince anyone. I don't know what they saw, but I do know my wife. She's not the type of person to lie or even exaggerate stories. She's a very matter-of-fact type of woman and has zero interest in this kind of stuff. To her, anything supernatural is, that's weird. Anyway, she doesn't make a big deal out of it. Or she doesn't make a big deal out of what she's experienced. And if it were for my curiosity, she wouldn't even have brought it up. So that's interesting. There was a mass sighting there.
Yeah.
This one, oh shoot, I didn't.
Adults save. Do what adults do and try to logically explain it away.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw something weird.
It was weird. I don't really know though.
It was probably a damn UFO because Santa's not real.
Yeah.
This one's from a few years ago. I had an experience as a kid. I had a similar experience as a kid. He looked like claymation, to be honest. I was wide awake, probably like 9 years old. I saw him fly down the street with four reindeer. I don't really have any other paranormal experiences to speak of. This is one thing that happened that made me remember my entire life. Claymation.
Bro, this makes me excited because I just picture like Gumby style Santa Claus zipping down the road.
Celebrity death match Santa Claus.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
That's fucking awesome.
This one's from 3 years ago. Wow. So I've been flamed for posting the story online before, but your posts have inspired me. This happened Christmas Eve 2015. I was 25 years old and working at a big box store. We all got off a bit early around 3 a.m. and I was driving home. It was so beautiful out that night. It was gently snowing and the streets were deserted. About a half a mile ahead of me, there at a stoplight, I clearly saw a sleigh with reindeer cross the intersection. My first thought was someone was actually out on the street with a sleigh, but this was in the middle of an urban neighborhood and the sleigh had no lights or reflectors on it. When I passed the intersection, seconds later, the sleigh had vanished.
Oh, that's fucking awesome. That's the best one. Bro, the only way it would have been better if like Santa would have like waved him on like, oh, go ahead and go. You can go. Fucking so awesome.
God, it's awesome. Next one is titled, I Truly Saw Santa. When I was about 5 years old, I was at a cookout with my parents' friends. I vividly remember it was my first time trying oysters, and I got a 25-piece plastic tea set as a Christmas gift. After the first round of oysters and presents, all of the parents were drunk around the fire making s'mores. I heard bells, and since it was 2009, I highly doubt high quality projectors exist, but I knew what planes were and I know what I saw. I looked up and I saw reindeer and a sleigh. I saw sparkles coming out of the back of the sleigh. I tried to get my parents' attention and pulled on their legs, pointing at the sky, but they didn't see anything. I looked up and down many times and still saw him until my parents looked up and a cloud passed by. Then he was gone. More fairy dust.
I was going to say, lots of sparkles.
Sparkles and dust. I feel like we should be writing this down somewhere.
It's fucking fae, dude. I'm telling
you. Logging this. All right, what else do I got here? A couple more. 4 months ago. So another new one. I saw him too. I must have been around 10 years old. I went for a walk with my mom and brother in 1998 or so on Christmas Eve. We lived in a small town and decided to go for a walk in the early evening. It was snowing, and I remember we looked up after hearing a whoosh sound. Way up in the sky, there was a sleigh and reindeer pulling him. I remember waving, and I don't know how because it was high up, but I heard him say, ho, ho, ho. We all saw the same thing, and to this day, we all swear by it. My brother and I thought for sure, somehow, my parents had to have hired someone to shine a hologram up there, and it was something we believed, but we lived in a really small town, and it was just way too real. It did not look like a hologram at all, either. As real as anything I had ever seen to that day or to this day. And my mom still swears they did not hire anyone and she saw it as well. It has made me believe that anything is possible. I love that the go-to is my parents hired someone to put a hologram in the sky.
Yeah. Most like that. That's almost as absurd as
this isn't just a game. It's a once in a generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Like saying you saw Santa Claus.
Yeah. Yeah. I got one more here. It's a longer one. Titled, I Swear I Saw Santa Claus on Christmas Eve. From how long ago was this? A couple months ago? Here we go. Last week, I made a post on here that got a little bit of attention. I had mentioned that the story happened in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And then I grew up with weird stuff happening in that town all the time. I got some replies and DMs asking me for more weird occurrences, and I figured I would keep going with this one. I know that there's always the risk that people might doubt me for having more than one strange encounter. All I can say is that I attest that everything I have typed and will type is real, or at least experienced to the best of my memory. This happened on Christmas Eve in the mid to late 90s, probably 96 or 97. I remember because I was in fourth or fifth grade, and of an age where I probably should have no longer believed in Santa, but I was clinging on to the hope because I was pretty naive as a kid, and I also liked receiving presents. Every Christmas Eve, my dad's Air Force buddies would host a party. It was a tradition of my family that my family had upheld since I was a baby, and I always loved attending because there were other kids there to play with, and we all got more presents. I remember that we had stayed later than in past years. Probably because I was getting older and that it was almost midnight when we were finally driving home. We got home and I was excited to go to bed because, well, it's Christmas Eve. I get to open gifts in the morning. We exited the car and I remember how still and quiet everything was that night. My mom and dad and I were walking from the driveway to the front door of our house when I heard a distinct whoosh above my head. It's hard to describe the sound because it happened long ago, but to my memory, I'd liken it to the sound of something flying by in a slow motion scene of a movie. Very deliberate, very clear. Whoosh. I looked up instinctively and really could not properly explain what I saw. About 40 to 50 feet above us, something the size of a small car flew by, trailing behind several pair of smaller objects. Whatever the objects were, they made no engine-like or mechanical noise. They were very close to us, and I would have heard it if it had been a helicopter or something. Once again, it was extremely still and quiet in the outside air. I'm absolutely not sure if this is my flawed memory making stuff up, but I do faintly remember hearing the sound of ringing sleigh bells. Once again, I cannot attest to, all I can do is attest to my memory, but I was certain that I had seen Santa's sleigh fly overhead. My parents did not notice, and I was so freaked out and surprised that I didn't even try to bring it to their attention. I was just in shock that I had seen Santa's sleigh. I went directly inside and went to bed, knowing that Santa Claus was real. Did I really see Santa? Who knows? Probably not, since we're all, hopefully, adults here, and know that he's not actually real. But I swear I saw something that at least invoked Santa in my mind. I remember very specifically that I saw what must have been a sleigh and 8 reindeer. Even noted that Rudolph was not among them because I did not see his glowing red nose. So 8 reindeer, not 7 or 9. I was close, but not there. Now, some folks may recognize that Colorado Springs is home of NORAD, who are known to track Santa every Christmas Eve. NORAD, of course, has their own history of strange tales and conspiracies attached. I don't know if Santa I don't know if I saw Santa for real, but I'm sure I have seen some sort of UFO. As I'm writing this out, I've realized the similarities this story has with my previous post. Both involve me seeing something weird after getting out of a car late at night. Maybe I have some sort of car exiting induced psychosis that needs to be properly diagnosed. Anyway, that's another weird story from the Springs. Let me know if you want to hear more. Once again, I'm kind of weary of people thinking that I'm trying to write some series of fiction or whatever. Believe what you will, but I'm happy to share my experiences. So another Santa in the sky.
It's awesome.
That. What are we thinking, Holocult?
I'm saying Faye.
I should have put a disclosure at the beginning. If there's any little ears listening, well, I guess Santa's as real as you want him to be.
So, with that all being said, check this out. Santa connection to the Fae. So there's the belief in house spirits because Santa Claus apparently came from European beliefs. Mm-hmm. Northern European winter spirits, house spirits and fae parallels, you know, across Europe, people believed in small supernatural beings who entered homes at night, rewarded good behavior, punished disrespect, accepted food offerings, were active during the winter. Examples, brownies, kobolds, other weird ones that I don't know how to say.
Hell yeah.
These beings live near hearths, wore red or earth-toned clothing, were associated with cold months, brought prosperity if honored, leaving milk and cookies mirrors fae offerings. Chimneys, hearths, and spirit world. In folklore, chimneys were liminal gateways. Hearths were spiritual centers of the home. Spirits, fae, and ancestors entered through them. Santa enters through chimneys, which is a liminal space. Appears while the household sleeps, leaves gifts unseen, vanishes before dawn, which is once again textbook fae behavior. It also hints into the wild hunt and winter kings. Santa also resembles figures tied to the wild hunt, a supernatural procession across winter skies. Key parallels to, what does that say, Odin and Woden. Long white beard, travels the sky, eight-legged horse, eight reindeer. Children left boots with hay, stockings. There's a parallel there. King of winter, seasonal ruler, brings death and rebirth themes, oversees the turning of the year. Santa's helpers are obviously elves who are fae. What else here? Santa, moral surveillance equals fairy logic. Santa knows when you're sleeping, knows if you've been bad or good, rewards obedience, punishes disrespect. Fae folklore works the same way. You break the rules, there's consequences, respect rituals, blessings, disrespect is mischief or worse.
You get on that naughty list.
Yeah. You know, bottom line, Santa Claus functions exactly like a fae. Weird. This is verbatim. Santa Claus functions exactly like a fae lord or a winter house spirit.
Well, he's got some competition.
Right. Liminal, seasonal, gift-bearing, morally conditional, invisible but omnipresent, dependent on ritual offerings. So there's that. That's heavy.
That is
fae connection. And ironically enough, because I don't know if timing will be with us or not. Will we get one more night shift in before Christmas?
We'll do. Let me look.
Because I think our next one is on Christmas Eve. It's supposed to be on Christmas.
We'll do. Okay, so we'll do. No, we'll do one this Wednesday. And then the following is Christmas Eve.
Okay.
So we don't do one Christmas Eve. We got one. Yeah, we got one on the 17th.
Okay. Because I was debating on, because we're here in this episode, and I was debating on speaking about the bean or not.
We'll have one. But then so we'll have it Wednesday, and it'll drop on Christmas. It'll drop directly on Christmas Eve.
So should I talk about that on the night shift or on this episode?
When will this drop? Either way, this will drop the 22nd and that'll drop the 24th. So we can
do the night shift.
So if you're listening to this right now and you didn't join the night shift, if future you didn't past you join the night shift, you're going to have to wait until the 24th to hear about it.
Ooh, ooh.
So get back to the future.
Nerds.
Obviously. So chime in, Holocult. Make sure to leave us some comments and stuff on the socials. What do you think Santa is? What do you think these people are seeing? Is it a Feylord?
Team Feylord.
Is it a Feylord? Is it an alien that is implanting screen memories of something that we hold dear to us?
That's gross.
Is it a tulpa? Is the collective of the Christmas spirit being focused in to this entity and making it a physical being?
I'm 100% Feylord. If you think about it too, Feylord is such a good word because he is in command of a bunch of elves.
If Feylord Kyle and his gnome army had to battle Feylord St. Nicholas and his elf army, who would win?
I'm taking the gnome army.
Yeah, you know I got your back.
Yeah.
So that's already a leg. I could take out all those reindeer.
Yeah, we got this.
Again, Holocult, this will drop the week of Christmas. I hope everybody has a wonderful holiday. Get to spend some time with your fam. Have a good time. And I guess whenever we meet again, it won't quite be the new year, but it'll be close. So hope you guys are rounding out 2025 the way you want it, the way you should. Be kind to everybody. We love you. And until we meet again, stay safe, stay weird. And any of you out there have seen Santa Claus, let us know. Shoot us some emails.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.